Good morning.
Good morning, Leah. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you. It's
That's
great
good.
to have you. It's been a long time since we last chatted, so it's wonderful
Yes.
to actually just hear your voice.
Thanks.
The pleasure of technology, right?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Connecting people far and wide.
Oh, far and wide, you can say that again. I think we saw how amazing technology can be during COVID with everything that was going on, to be able to
Yes.
connect with one another regardless of where we are. I think that has been such a pleasure.
It has been good. Yeah.
Leah, thank you so much for joining us, and especially on this podcast. As you know, Those Who Travel Meet Themselves is a podcast about the stories around why we travel, what inspires us, and what keeps us moving. Today, for anybody who doesn't know who I'm chatting to, I am chatting to Leah Terrell, a gorgeous girl from Durban who currently lives in Canada. So, Leah, we are in the tail
Yes.
end of winter here in South Africa. Which part of Canada are you in, and how has summer been?
Oh goodness. So I'm in the prairies, kind of in the middle of Canada. I stay in a province called Manitoba. Lots of people don't know really much about the middle of, this place. Like many people know about Vancouver in British Columbia and Toronto, of course, that's in Ontario. So I'm like, in a city called Winnipeg. Summer this year has been painful. There are lots of forest fires because it's so dry, so we've had drought, a bit of a drought. But the summer here is short, so you need to make the most of it because we have more winter in Manitoba than we have, the other seasons. That's how I feel. So I didn't know what I was signing myself up for when I came here. It's the first time that I've owned like a real winter coat, and the drill.
It's probably had snow boots.
I've sent my friends pictures of like the winter boots that I wear, and I was like, these are contraceptive boots. Like, if ever you want to look unsexy, come here in winter.
I love that. Contraceptive boots. I almost said boobs. What made you choose that part of Canada? You've mentioned the parts that everybody knows, but whenever I hear the word prairie, I always think of house on the prairie. So what made you choose that part of Canada?
I didn't actually choose it. It chose me, to be honest. I applied to work as a carer for people with disabilities at a charity that I was at when I was in England, and they kind of placed me here. So in my application, I said that I like to be near water, but I did not think that they would put me next to a river. I was aiming for British Columbia, for Nova Scotia, which is on the east coast, and no, well, I'm in the middle of the country with the river, but it's not the
is
worst place to be. I mean, I've traveled a little bit in Canada, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, I suppose you could always go and see the other spots when you're on leave. So tell us more, a little bit more about the work that you do. If someone was, listening to this and thinking, "Oh, I didn't know that I could, do that." Tell us a little more about it.
So yeah, I work for like an ecumenical community called L'Arche. It was founded in France, and they've got like different communities all over the world. The closest one to us actually is in Zimbabwe. And there's one, I think, in Kenya, if I'm not mistaken. But basically, you live and work with people who have learning and physical disabilities. So you help them to do their daily life. You eat with them, you cook with them, you spend time with them, play games, take them for their, like, if they have like daily activities outside of the house, which have all been put on hold now because of our beautiful pandemic. Yeah, so you, it's just like you, they basically want you to have this family setting with people who have, disabilities. So it's, yeah, it's has its ups and downs. At
Of
the moment,
course, like anything.
like anything, yeah, I'm questioning why I came here and why I wanted to be here because it's like having to, like they've opened up more things, with the how do I say it? They've lifted some of the restrictions, but it's still like because I live in assistance, I don't have as much how do I say it? I still have like more restrictions than other people than most.
Yes.
So yeah, that's because of the job.
Because of
Understandable
the
that I'm
job,
not
yeah.
with vulnerable people. So
Yeah, totally understandable.
yeah.
Totally understandable. So this is not the first time that you've been in a place with this particular work. You mentioned England earlier on.
Yes. So I spent 2 years there, from 2016 to 2018. And that's
Yeah.
sort of like where, let's say, this bug bit me. I was working as a graphic designer, and then I thought I would try this out just, for the experience. And, who wouldn't want to live in a different country just to learn stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I met lots of people there, like from all over the world. Like at the moment, I live with someone who is from France and someone who's Egyptian. Like it's really cool having to meet people from all over the world and like get to experience a bit of their culture too. Yeah. And then lots of people told me about Canada, like, why don't you try? And I was like, I'll see how it goes. And then, yeah, I applied anyway. And here I am.
It's amazing where life will lead you, right?
Yes.
So with all those restrictions and everything, a person then would ask, well, in terms of having a life of your own, is it possible? Can one, can one date? Can one go to restaurants with other people? What's that aspect of your life like?
Oh, well, how do I answer this? It's a bit hard to.
As truthfully as you can
Yes.
without getting yourself in trouble.
The thing is,
We can also take the first.
yeah, like at the moment we're allowed to go to restaurants. But I would mainly, in any case, just have a takeaway and go eat in the park because the weather's so good. I don't really want to waste it. So there's that, and I've like. Had a few, I've experienced, I will say, a few camping trips, and I know camping is not for me. I like to come home to shower and get into my own bed, but it was so cool, like sleeping in a tent, and like being able to skinny dip in the lake. So that was great. What
Talking
else?
about dipping, I saw a
Yeah.
picture of you lying on the beach on
Yes.
your side. You looked like you were sunbathing. I won't say any more than that, but it was a
Yes,
lovely
so that was one of those cheeky pictures. Well,
picture.
actually,
Very nice.
I was out for the day with my house, so it was all the ladies I was supporting, and they were all whistling when the picture was taken, and I was thinking, you guys are so bad. Yeah, anyway, and then
Oh,
my
but
one of the
beautiful.
ladies in my house, she is in her 60s. She was like, "Ooh, look at her! What is she doing?" Oh my goodness.
He's
She's like,
living.
yeah.
There's always that whole, one has to live a little.
Yes.
And you mentioned that, there's quite a few ladies, different age groups.
Yes.
That you live with. And I always find that very interesting because there's so much that we can learn from each other.
Oh,
What
yes.
would you say has been like two lessons that you've learned from living with people from different cultures and different age groups? How has this enhanced your life?
Oh, I have learned patience and when to hold my tongue. That I would say is something I've learned. And also, like, how it's, I wouldn't say it's not easy living with people from different cultures, but it has its challenges. Like, everyone
Absolutely.
was brought up differently. You know, even if you're from the same continent, there are certain things that you are taught are okay, and for somebody else, it's an absolute major no. And you just like you, yeah, I would say you need to hold your tongue and to be patient. Like, those are important things I've learned. Yeah. But I'm not
That's
the most patient person on earth. If I want something, it needs to be done yesterday. So I'm still learning this one.
I know. Patience is also one of my teachers, in the sense that I'm not the most patient person out there. But I certainly sometimes can make people wait. So, I suppose I deserve to wait as well then if I'm going to make other people wait. So, but I think more than anything, I love the fact that you bring up that even if we're from the same continent, we're not brought up the same. Even from the same town, the same street, each home has its own rules and they play themselves out differently in how we have relationships with other people. And it just makes me think of something I saw on Facebook where someone said, the expectations that often we have of others because based on how we were brought up and how that impacts how we interact with other people. So it's I do appreciate the fact that you are aware of that, and that I think if more of us actually took that into consideration, we would have patience with others over just wanting to bulldoze away.
Yeah, it's not easy, honestly. It's really not an easy thing. And it's, I guess, something you have to take each day at a time with, really. Because I know, like, one of my housemates asked me something, and then she was like, "You know what? You are so pushy." And I was like, "I am pushy? What does that mean? What, like, I don't know if that's positive or negative." But the way she explained it was that, I always ask for things. Like, I always ask, like, can we? Is it possible if, and I, yeah. Like, for example, we were going for a walk, and we had passed this golf course, or I don't know, this golf club. And I was like, "Oh, why don't we just go there and like ask if we can buy water?" And she was like, "You can't do that." And I was like, "Why not? Like, we're gonna pay for water." She's like, "Yeah, it's for club members only." I was like, "That's okay. We're coming to ask for water.
To buy water, I mean, surely.
I don't want to join the club. Like, is it hard? Like, I know we have a pandemic going on and it's for members only, but I will wear my mask and I will just ask them, can I please buy some water? I'm parched." And she was like, no. And then anyway, we didn't end up going. I was like, well, I'm not going to argue. Let's just continue walking. If I faint, that's okay.
Oh, because here in SA, I mean, you can walk into a golf club. There's only one or two that are super private where you can't get into from the word go, but then the entrance is also quite hard to find. So, but most of them you can walk in and purchase your water and leave without having to purchase a membership. Oh, bless. Oh, that's quite funny. But it's even the simple things sometimes that challenge us, So what you're sharing there is a simple thing, but some people view things as no, we can't because that is, and sometimes just because they're not willing to try.
Yeah, there's that too.
So I agree with you that the envelope should always be pushed at least just a tad, if
Just
you
a
know
bit.
what I mean. Yeah.
I mean, the only answer you could get is no, which is fine. Like, if it's no, then it's no.
Absolutely. I see that some of the scenery on that side is absolutely stunning. Yes, I know that Canada is entirely different to England, but what from each country, what have you enjoyed the most about each area that you've
Well,
been in?
like in England, I just found it so convenient to travel everywhere. It's quite small, so it's easy to get around. That's something that I really enjoyed. And like, it's very easy to find walking paths. And in London, they have this thing called the London Loop, which I completed. It's basically a walk around the city, but it takes you through different areas and parks and things. It's really cool.
Oh,
So
very
that,
nice.
yeah. And then here, like in Winnipeg, where I live, there are like some, I would, it's like mini forests in the city. They're small little protected, let's say, yeah, like places you can go and walk, which is they also have nice walking places. And like I cycle a lot here too, so there are some good places to cycle. So that's good. Like I really enjoy that you can not necessarily leave the city. The only annoying thing is, of course, you will still hear cars, but it's not the worst thing. It's nice to be surrounded by trees and some greenery.
Yeah, it's definitely not the worst thing, I would say.
Yeah.
And then if to anyone who's sitting in Durban and thinking, I love the beach, it's warm over here, the humidity, everything, whether my hair is going home or not,
Oh gosh.
would you recommend them trying out living in Canada?
That depends on them and their resilience, I would say.
So you reckon one has to be resilient. It's not just an easy place to adapt to.
I wouldn't say that it's not easy. I think that it's not for everybody. Like it also depends on where you go and the people that you are surrounded by. There've been many times where I've just been like, you know what, I can pack my bag and leave. Like I'm going to hand in my resignation and just go home because this is not, you know, like especially in winter. Winter here is brutal. But I guess if you're on the west, then it's not as bad because at least you have the mountains protecting you from the snow and ice. But here in the middle, oh my days, no, it's brutal. I had my housemates and I had frost in the room, like one of the week, January. Yes, like my room was like the wall was frozen. I was like, how on earth? What? Yeah. So it was, yeah. It's yeah.
Hectic.
It's a long winter and it's cold, and then we have short summer, so we need to make the most of it. But the lifestyle here is people really work a lot to have certain things. And I found that, you know, people have this American dream or whatever the case is. And the dream is that you work and work and work and you don't have a lot of time off. So I think that our lifestyle at home is, how do I say? It's not better, but we know how to have a break. Whereas here, yeah, people really, they work until they can't work anymore.
Oh goodness, that sounds backbreaking.
Yeah.
I don't think we're about the backbreaking life. You know,
No.
the idea that one has to work 4 jobs to in order
Yes, yes.
to have an adequate life, whatever that means, is a bit heartbreaking, because then what is life if you don't get to live a bit?
Yeah, and there are lots of people I've met here that I've asked them, oh, you know, can you give me like a list of things that I could do? And they're like, I haven't actually left the city. And I was like, what do you mean? You haven't left the city? No, I don't know what's out there. What do you mean? You've been here your whole life. Yeah, but I haven't like gone further than Gimli. And I'm like, what?
So we
What?
always thought that it was just South Africans who have that problem of
No.
not leaving South Africa. But I didn't realize that even in places like Canada, where, well, I suppose, yeah, no, there's no reason why no one should at least ponder and at least try and see the rest of the country that they are in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's also, I think, the cost involved, like it's quite costly to travel across the country. So you would,
Oh,
that's why you don't really find many people traveling outside of Canada. Because if you really want to travel, you have to save. So it's, yeah, it's quite steep. So we're very fortunate in
wow.
our country that like you have everything you need. You have ocean, you have mountains, like I would say in Natal. like you have everything.
Oh yeah, and it's how
And
heavy it is.
two or three hours of driving.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got the Drakensberg, you
Yes.
drive towards Pietermaritzburg from Durban, that's what,
Yes.
within 2 hours you're in the Berg.
Yes.
And then you drive north coast, south coast, and you have different temperature, different experiences, different, it's quite something. I definitely agree that it has a lot to offer. And I think people just have to actually make more out of their local experiences as well,
That is true.
Mine, it always is whether I'm trying out a new food experience or learning how to make soap,
Ooh, that sounds cool.
yeah, learning how to make soap. My grandmother used to make soap, and so I was
Ooh.
like, oh, I should learn how to make soap. I mean, these days you can learn anything off of YouTube,
Oh
but
yes. Oh
I
yes.
still try and have experiences and find someone there who's better at it than the YouTube video.
Yes. Pinterest has become also everyone's friend now.
Oh yeah, it became my friend very quickly over lockdown. The first part, I was teaching myself everything, including how to run a podcast.
Oh, that's good. And you're doing well.
Trying.
Also, congratulations
Oh,
on
thank you,
your
the
win.
little one.
Yes.
Life changes left, right, and center.
So that's a new journey that you're on too.
Yes, it's a new journey that I'm on, and it's so interesting, being a person who's always been on the road and everything, and then having a baby and how that impacts you. And I'm breastfeeding, so it's a lot of working around that in itself because it's like a second job, breastfeeding. So, but I'm enjoying being a mum, and I'm looking forward to the adventure over the years because each day is a new surprise, trust me.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Somebody you'll be learning from too.
Yes. And interestingly enough, it's World Breastfeeding Week.
Oh, that's
And yeah, because there's the breast is best tagline, but when you see it in real life and how it impacts a child and helps with immunity and all of that, and just allows them to grow. It's almost hard to believe that they can just, one, it's free because it's on your body, and two, what you eat is what he learns to eat or she learns to eat. So it's really quite amazing how nature is so perfect.
Yes, that is true.
So, in the meantime, I'm gallivanting through everyone's Instagram accounts when I watch, you out in nature and I see the beautiful, pictures that you take. And in a way, I get to travel with you in that sense. Yeah. But for now, my journey is more Joburg bound because of my new disposition in life.
You could always go breastfeeding in what's this place that's south of goodness, it's close to Mpumalanga, Heidelberg. There's a park there.
Oh yes. Yeah, I mean there's so many beautiful places to go to.
Yes.
At the moment it's like, think of areas where you don't have to travel for more than 2 hours. So it's all these little tiny things. But you wait until a child's a bit stronger before you hit the
Yes,
road.
you venture out.
So but I mean that doesn't mean I'm gonna wait for him to be a year old. So yeah,
Yes.
definitely earlier than that.
Understandable.
So yeah,
That's
but
lovely.
yes, and so in closing, I always keep it to about 30 minutes. So in
Yes.
closing, is there anything you would like to share with us, to anybody who might be listening, thinking of trying out a new adventure?
Yeah, I think that just, take the risk. That's all. You never know who you might meet and how your experience would be. It could lead you to something more, like something you never
Life-changing.
expected. Yeah, something life-changing. So I think
Absolutely.
it's always worth it to take the risk to travel, to learn something new. Yeah, you don't know what's waiting for you around the corner.
No, you certainly don't.
Yeah.
And do you think you're ever going to return to South Africa?
At some point, yes, once I've achieved my goal, I will
What
come back
is your
here.
goal?
Honestly, I know this sounds really bad, but I want to have a second residency. So I would like another citizenship because I am tired of applying for visas, to be honest. I just want to be able to go somewhere without this hassle of applying for a visa first. So that's
Absolutely.
part of my goal for the next 5, 6 years of my life.
That
Yeah.
totally makes sense. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you that it's always great to have a second option,
Yes.
especially one that works in line with what your other passport, because South Africa is really great for African countries. And I mean, if you think we've got 50, what, 54, 52, 54 countries that we can explore.
Yes.
So that's a lot. And then there are other countries where you don't need a visa if you're South African. But
Yes.
as soon as you have to travel to Europe and the US, all these tests as well that one has to undergo, it can be
Yes.
really invasive to a certain
Yes.
extent. So I do understand why you would want a second citizenship. Now, which are there any countries you have in mind?
Well, for starters, here where I am, and then I will see as I go along.
Totally agree. You've got to look for the one that gives you the most access.
That's my
So,
plan for
the
now.
European passport also gives you very good access. I think Singapore as well. So there are quite a list of various countries, and there's always that list that goes out every year about which countries have access, which
Are
are the
you here?
highest rated
Oh.
countries. Yes, I am. Can you hear me? I can hear you, Leah. Well, Leah, I think we're having a technical error over there.
Oh, shoot.
So, can you hear me? Leah? So, I think we're having a technical error. But just to close off, there certainly is a list that is published every year on different countries that actually allow the different access that they have. And I think it's a worthwhile thing to explore, especially if you're looking at having second citizenship. And it's a valid thing to want to have in this day and age. We don't have to be stuck with the country that we were born into. It's up to us to decide what we like for our life. And I think, as you know, when one is the master of their own journey, it is always good to create the life you want to have. And that is the beauty of travel, is that it gives us those possibilities to create the life that we want to have. So we're going to close off and say thank you to Leah for joining us. And we hope that you are inspired and ready for the next chapter in your life. Remember to follow us on Those Who Travel Meet Themselves on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're always looking to connect with you. And if you like the stories you're hearing, we also have a blog that you can read at www.thosewhotravelmeetthemselves.com. Connect with us, share with us.